Time doesn't matter.
No, nothing matters anymore. But what does matter is the random thoughts of P1s, and that's why we do this segment every Wednesday called Rent Free. And I want to start with one of my own.
Okay.
And we are staying in a house up here in Peoria, which is in the desert. And there's many a suburb around Phoenix, but we're on the outer skirts of Peoria. So if once we drive to and fro the stadium every day, there's a lot of just actual desert land. There's mountains dotting the whole area. It's very scenic, and we see hot air balloons in the morning, and I don't know if the P1s can hear, but there's like jet fighters nearby that are training, so you hear the flyover quite a bit. And you also notice on the desert terrain, well, there's these communities and neighborhoods that need power, and this is a place that they have trees out here, but they're not very big trees.
Yes.
And when you're out in the desert areas by the mountains, there's just massive things of power lines, and they go on for miles and miles. And I don't know if you ever saw this, but when I was a kid, Saturday morning cartoons were the best. And every now and again, there would be a public service announcement, and I believe this one was based out of Texas. And I'm guessing some P1s know what I'm talking about, and that is Louie the Lightning Bug. So whenever I see power lines, I think of this PSA from the early to mid-80s.
Hi, Louie the Lightning Bug here. Now, lightning bugs are experts, see, on safety and electricity. And one thing for sure, and I ought to know, you never fly your kites where power lines go.
You never fly your kites where power lines go.
Now, if you're looking for a tree to climb, you never climb trees near power lines.
Never climb trees near power lines.
Play it smart, little buddy. You gotta play it safe around the power lines. You gotta...
Was this like Schoolhouse Rock?
It was reminiscent of that.
It sounds
just
like
stay
it.
Stay humble.
And these would be little PSAs. I mean, they would have all the toy commercials during Saturday morning cartoons, but they would always mix those in. And for about the better part of 40 years of my life, Louie the Lightning Bug has been living rent-free.
Anytime you see a lot of power lines.
You got to stay away from power lines. And let's go to P1 Jimmy, and he says, sweet spot, national TV commentary is hard. I get it. That said, why are we subjected to hearing the same notes on repeat from an athlete's entire career? It feels lazy on every broadcast as they just repeat them, and probably some SID gave them these notes. Due to this practice, I have a number of inane biographical details living in my brain that haven't paid rent in years. Chief among them, why do I still remember former Texas Longhorn guard Sidmill Harris at all, much less that he speaks five languages? Also in this category, Nick O'Leary was Jack Nicklaus's grandson. Adrian Peterson has a strong handshake.
Yep.
Stafford and Kershaw both went to Highland Park. Thank you for what you do to Deddy's body, P1 Jimmy.
Yeah, where did the Adrian Peterson one come from? Because I heard that so many times. And it was part of, I remember Kenny Mayne did a bit about that. Like, probably Adrian Peterson's rookie year or something, like shaking his hand at the draft, and it was a really strong handshake. So I don't know if it started with that or when he was at Oklahoma. But I heard that, I don't know, at least 50 times through his career that he has big hands and he has a strong handshake.
I mean, he's a big, powerful running back, so it doesn't totally surprise me. Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go on to P1 Macy. She says, hey, sweet spot. Hey, Macy. Just wanted to share a few things that have lived in my brain rent-free as a strong listener over the last few years. As a college student in Oklahoma, my friends think I'm insane for quoting these. Some of the bigger ones are from Norm, including his no, 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 never, never, no, never. This is often said, especially when I'm tackling tasks I would rather not. And I believe this is a classic drop that everybody knows.
The plate by throwing.
Did you see the pitch? Where was the pitch to Soriano?
I agree that it was clearly intended to hit him, but
where was the pitch?
It was high and tight.
Right. Okay, Rob, I'm going to take your stand here. I'm going to send a message. Where do I throw the ball to Soriano?
High and tight.
No. No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. Never. 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 No. Never. Hit him in the butt. When Nolan Ryan wanted to hit somebody, he'd drill him in the butt. I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. But head hunting is a coward.
So much gold. Drill him in the butt.
And I'm pretty sure I was doing tickers that day, and you could see the vein in Norm's forehead just almost bust because he was so ferociously yelling into the microphone.
A big, stupid motherfucker.
Yeah. That was from another call.
Might have set that off here. I'm not sure. And then Macy goes on. Another Norm classic that will never leave my brain is, it's not $50 billion. Mm-hmm. Or whatever amount of money or large number someone says, I don't think I can escape without saying it ever. It's part of my vocabulary now. And that's also one that I think a lot of us repeat.
You'd lose $150
million. If I made $50 billion, I wouldn't.
He does not make $50 billion, Tom.
Norm.
Tom.
You're throwing numbers around.
Tom, well, you haven't even answered my question. You offer Todd Zeal.
You are an apologist.
That's it. I'm sorry. When you won't answer my question, that fries me. You offer Todd Zeal.
Did Norm just hate every caller?
I guess so,
he
man.
He took so many calls. Like, if you don't like the people,
just don't do it.
Just move away from it.
Frito come up with another
segment.
But
I'm glad he did, because we got so much gold out of it. Did not make $50 billion.
And Macy adds one that is not ticket-related. It's a quote from the movie Holes, which I don't think I've seen this.
It was Shia LaBeouf,
was
early
it?
2000,
okay.
Yeah, based off of the book. Holes.
And she says, I'm tired of this, Grandpa. That's too dang bad. Keep digging. My friends and I quote this all the time. Thanks and love you guys. Look forward to this segment every week. Thank you, Macy.
Okay.
And I've never seen this, but apparently this is, I guess, very quotable.
All right. Save the day.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad. You keep digging.
Well, excuse me.
You'll thank me one day.
So your kids have never read Holes?
If they have, I don't think we read it to them.
I wonder, because that was, I don't know what year that book came out, probably the late 90s,
what
I'd
was
say.
What was the plot of Holes?
It was about...
That feels like a porn
digging.
Birthday.
Yeah, it was kids that would get in trouble and they'd go to like this summer camp for
yeah, it was like
kids.
A juvie detention camp.
Yeah.
It was
and
not
they,
a summer camp.
Well, it was
like
a
detention
style camp and there all they would have to do every day was dig I think it was a 5 foot hole by 5 feet and yeah. There was other stuff too.
They were looking for kissing Kate Barlow's treasure.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. But yeah, I think we read it in 6th grade or 7th grade or so.
It's
kid's
for
book.
Kids.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a kid's
not,
book.
Okay. I mean, they also read, like, Huck Finn in school, too.
Yeah, they still do that?
I don't know. Maybe it got banned. I'm not sure. We did. Let's go on to P1 Pete. He says, in the Big Blue conversation, of course, talking about my nearly departed giant laptop.
R.I.P. But we got Bluey now.
We have Bluey now, yes, the smaller version. It seemed that you guys buy your own computer, and that's used exclusively for work. I can't understand why the parent company doesn't buy that computer for you.
Yeah, same.
If you require a computer to do your job, your employer should buy it.
Peace. So when you bought your new one, like, did they ask you what it's for and everything?
And yeah, I said I use this for work.
And they're like, oh, it was... Because when I bought this one a few months ago, because I had to buy a new one because we spilled stuff on it.
Thank you, Davey.
And... The lady was like, oh, do you have, like, a discount through work or something? I was like, yeah. But that was like, no. And she sounded surprised. So, no, we buy our computers.
Well, Killer told me the other day that apparently we have some level of discounts via Cumulus, but I don't think they promote this whatsoever, and I had no idea. Huh. So, apparently, we can't actually get discounts on stuff like this, but... I guess moving forward, that will be utilized, but not in this case. All right, let's go to one more. Let's go to P1 Jacob. He sent this one a number of weeks ago, but we're just now getting to it. So if you have something, just know that it might take a few weeks to land here on Rent Free. He says, sweet spot, cannot get this drop out of my heads. Many moons ago, Corby of the Hardline said, hey, Dill, it's been my notification sound for years. Nothing like sitting in a quiet room and my phone screaming, hey, Dill, and everyone looking at me for an explanation. Hilarious every time. Thanks, P1 Jacob H. And, Ham, did we find the full context of hey, Dill?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this happened on a rant Saturday morning. I was doing tickers, and then board op Jacob Helm decided to give Corby the score to the Oklahoma game, which he didn't know was a big no-no.
So they use these actors without their permission, and I don't... I think there's anything they can do with it since they're public figures. Hey,
young Corby.
Dill, I got it T-boned, okay? Whoa. What are you doing? Would you
no
shut up?
No one knows what just happened, Corby. No one knows what
Corby was given a K-State update in his ear.
What are you doing? There's a reason all these TVs are...
Calm down. He didn't know.
Okay, well, don't. If I wanted to watch it, I'd be watching
Corby!
With his TVs on.
God, he's so angry.
Jeez, he didn't mean it anything bad by it.
God, I've got it TiVo'd. I'm going over to Craig's to watch
it. Well, he didn't know it.
I know.
He didn't know it. Don't yell at him. Jason said in our ear that K-State scored. So what's the score right now?
No, I don't want to know. Jason, seriously, I don't want to know.
God, well, I think he got the point, Corby, but geez, Louise, man.
Corby looked at him like Jason had just kicked his mom in the crotch.
You have the most explosive anger of anyone I've ever known.
It's just over that.
No.
You know what? I've made it a point. I've made it a point to turn all the TVs off except for MTV Cribs or something up here, to not listen to the tickers. And because,
but he doesn't know that. You didn't announce these plans to
like
Jason.
Like, you listen to the tickers anyway.
Well, I do listen to the tickers.
Hey, don't fight. He's not your private expo here.
I realize that. I'm sorry,
he's
Jason.
He's not your wife.
To hear how
baby
young
Corby.
Even Gordo sounds much younger in that audio. That's awesome.